Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Parents, we were just talking about this a couple of minutes ago, that there is no time in your year where you have more leverage over your kids than this very time right now, before Christmas.
Right. That's right.
And here's how we want to expose that leverage. Look, if your kid right now, sort of on the fence, he's got some things on Santa's good list and some things on the bad list, we want to make sure that he gets on the good list. So here's how we do this every year with Santa Scared Straight. And we'll play an example for you here in a second. But what you do is you go online and you email us at q100atlanta.com. You'll see the section already set up. And you tell us about your child. You tell us what the problems have been. And then we have a direct line to Santa.
Right.
So we can say, Santa, hey, will you do us a favor? Will you give Wendy a call? She's seven years old. She's not doing her homework. She's picking her nose. And she's getting a little bit too close with the other seven-year-olds on the playground.
She's letting them eat her boogers.
Yeah. And that's like love when you're 7 years old. And we can't have that.
Well, and Santa wants you to be on the nice list, not the naughty list. So he's happy to help us out.
So Santa will call your child over the next couple of weeks and just say, look, let's check things out. Let's make sure we're doing okay because I really want to put you on that nice list. Mm-hmm. And this is how it has sounded before when Santa called Mason one year.
Ho, 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 I'm looking to speak with Mason, please.
Who is it?
Who is this?
Mason, and I think this is Santa.
You are 1,000% correct. Ho, ho, oh. Ho. How are you today, Mason?
Good. I want a red telephone for Christmas, and this is a funny joke. My mom and my dad are going to get married.
Okay, that's a funny joke? Why is that a joke?
My mom made it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, Santa's laughing. Oh.
What?
Mason, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you a good boy or a naughty boy?
A good boy.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know that you have recently switched from one after school to another one. Do you think you were being a little too naughty in your first after school?
Yes.
But now you're in the new after school, and you have a chance to start all over, right?
Yeah.
So, are you going to be a good boy?
Yes.
Do you promise Santa Claus? And do you promise your mommy?
Yes.
All right. Now, have you gotten in trouble at the new school yet?
They said I was a sweet boy.
Who said you were a sweet boy?
The new one.
Okay.
The new school.
Okay, good. And you haven't gotten in trouble there at all?
No.
All right. Perfect. You're the man, Mason.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would say it because all of the other reindeers used to him.
Call him names. They never let poor Rudolph
join the reindeer. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
hey!
With your nose so bright, look, you got my plate tonight. And all the reindeer loved him.
Yes, sir. And they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, hit the story.
Yeah! Good job, Mason. Tell me three things that you want for Christmas and one thing that your mom wants for Christmas.
I want a red real phone.
Okay, a red phone. How about a new car seat? Are you big enough for a new car seat yet?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
If you promise me that you're going to be a good boy until Christmas Day,
worst gift ever.
I'll bring you a new car seat.
Yay!
And I'm going to try to find a whole bunch of football toys for you, too, but only if you're on the good list, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mason, and what's one thing that your mommy wants for Christmas?
What do you want? I don't know what she wants.
A new car.
A new car. Don't get greedy.
All right, Mason, you have a great day, and I will see you on Christmas, okay?
Are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Mason.
When are you going to talk to my friend George?
Is he a good kid? Because he might not get a phone call. I only call people who are on the naughty list, kind of. You have a good night and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Tell your friend Jordan I said hello and good night and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Love you, brother.
I love you, too.
Aw. Right, so we got a couple of things going on there. Santa offering the car seat up to the 7-year-old, which is always appropriate.
I think it's what the kid wanted.
And then also telling them basically that he was on the bad list.
Yeah.
At the very end of the call.
That kid is exhausting. I spent 5 minutes with him, and we're all wiped out in here.
And I love how he just broke out into a Christmas carol.
That's what you can do when you're seven years old, then.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The Bert Show. Get it? The Bert Show.
This is very serious music.
This is our offender list, our Hotlanta offender list right here. We started this campaign weeks ago. We're trying to rid the rest of the world of referring to Atlanta as Hotlanta. Uh-huh. It's old.
Yeah, we
it's
live
cheesy.
Here. Right. We know that because we live here. We know it's not a cool word anymore. To call it Hotlanta is like dorky. It's like the equivalent of, you know, pulling your pants up too high and wearing a really tight belt. Like, it's just not cool anymore. But everybody outside of our city keeps calling it that, and we have to put an end to it.
So what we're hoping is when you see these offenses in public that you email us or you call us, Facebook us, and tell us about them, we have to publicly make examples out of some people so Hotlanta is never used again.
Right.
From an email, thought of your quest to eliminate Hotlanta from people's vocabulary during my holiday travels. I was on a Delta flight from Cancun, Mexico to Atlanta yesterday. I was watching the in-flight entertainment, which aired a segment called Delta Destination, which is a series highlighting different cities. This one was on Atlanta. The segment opened with the commentator saying, locals refer to home as Hotlanta.
No, they don't say that, do they?
Delta did this?
Delta. It wasn't necessarily Delta. It was the in-flight video. So I don't even know that you can put this on Delta.
Well, it's produced by them.
Well, they put it on there.
It's aired by them.
I can't even look at the plane in the air.
Delta.
Yes.
You know better.
That redheaded girl that tells you to buckle your seatbelt. She must be in charge.
What's her name again?
I don't know, but she does the smoking. Is
yes.
Not allowed.
And neither is Hotlanta.
That's what we need to do.
We have to have her cut that line.
Hotlanta is
not allowed on any Delta flight.
Bert, I am a Cleveland native that has lived in Atlanta for 8 years. Every Sunday, I go to the Cleveland Browns Backers Bar. They just named our organization the Hotlanta Browns Backers.
No.
HotlantaBrowns.org.
Oh, wow.
Tavi writes, you're not going to like this, the W Hotel Midtown here in Atlanta. Yeah, man.
I've heard from them, from people about them a lot. I think on their website or something.
We love these guys, man. The W Hotel here in Atlanta is promoting the Hotlanta on their webpage with a Hotlanta special.
No. All the gay boys that hang out down there, no, y'all got to put an end to this right now.
Please.
That is your hangout. That is your place. And you need to end the Hotlanta usage.
Not allowed.
Not
Hotlanta
allowed.
Is.
I'm so much
allowed.
Fun with that.
I love the dude with the big...
Gling! Yeah. Christopher Lewis writes on my Facebook page. He took a picture of this, actually. I've been getting a lot of these people driving around the city and taking pictures when they see it and sending it to us. Advertising on the side of a truck. This one was for poolfitnessinc.com.
No.
Calling you out.
Keeping Hotlanta cool. No, you're not. There's nothing cool about using the word Hotlanta.
That's ironic.
Keeping Hotlanta dorky. That's what it should say.
I went to the screening of Up in the Air starring George Clooney last night at Atlantic Station, and in the movie they use the word Hotlanta.
No way.
No way.
That's what it says.
Clooney.
Says, do I'll something!
Him. I'll call him later.
Hey, Bert and Jeff, I have a major violator here. Check out the attachment. Apparently Adidas manufactures a Hotlanta t-shirt for the Hawks.
No.
Bastards. I saw this in the most recent NBA.com NBA store winter magazine that I received in the mail, and sure enough, it was the ATL under the Hawks signature.
Come on.
Mm.
Hawks are getting cool, and they're just trying to drag them back down again.
That's exactly what it is.
You know?
It's a whole new time for the Hawks, and we can't live in the past, because if we did, they'd only have 2 wins.
Mm-hmm. They're kicking butt.
You sent that one out, the picture that, because the guy sent it to me, too. Coca-Cola billboard.
Coca-Cola billboard says, like, delta.com/Hotlanta.
Yeah.
It's a address?
Billboard.
Uh-huh. No, it's Coca-Cola. Huge. It's Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola/Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Coke.
Problem.
Now,
you tell him, Melissa.
A punch in the forehead.
Faith palm.
You just donkey punched him.
Oh.
There was a question like, how did Hotlanta even become? And there were some that speculated like the Board of Tourism started using that term years ago. Well, Josh did some research on it and found an article from a Time magazine in 1988, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Hotlanta.
No.
They had a completely different name all set up.
It was, Time magazine was covering the fact that Atlanta did not have a slogan because they knew, and they were covering the fact that Atlanta was trying to kind of, it was the up-and-coming city, so they needed a slogan. They talked about how New York had the Big Apple and how New Orleans had the Big Easy. And so they said in this article, and I quote, Atlanta might be known as the Big Hustle. Okay,
what?
It was one of the things.
The Big Hustle.
The Big Hustle.
I kind of like that.
So do I. I mean, it's not bad.
Come on.
It's kind of cool.
The Big Hustle?
Yeah.
I like it.
Because it says a couple of different things.
They were talking about the fact that the city was trying to hustle into becoming this big, booming, international city.
And it should be called the Big Stupid.
The article talked about how the Chamber of Commerce here in Atlanta was also using the slogan, Look at Atlanta Now. Because they all, again, wanted to talk about how more visitors were coming and how Atlanta was trying to transform itself into a modern city.
Kind of like, how you like me now?
Because they were saying that Atlanta was stuck in the, more in the antebellum, Margaret Mitchell, you know, kind of theme. And everybody, old school.
Really old school.
Yeah. Civil War type of thing. And so Look at Atlanta Now what they were using at the time. But nowhere in this article from Time magazine in 88 were they talking about Hotlanta.
Yeah, the Big Hustle.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. You're on
Q100. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a Hotlanta violation.
Okay, what do you got?
I was watching VH1 last night, and they were doing the 100 greatest 90s songs, and Blackstreet was like number 32. They were saying that Blackstreet is now chilling in Hotlanta.
VH1.
VH1, I know that's a big one.
Okay, like those, if it's outside of Atlanta, it's ignorance.
Yeah.
So we gently have to suggest to them that, look, we just don't use Hotlanta anymore. But if it's happening within our own community,
Delta and Coke
and stuff like that.
What? The pillars of the city both are using Hotlanta?
It's not cool. And they're some of the coolest companies that are here.
They represent our city. Those are the ones that you think of in Atlanta. Hey, Steve, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. I'm on board with y'all 100% on this kill Hotlanta phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But we got one of our major radio personalities in this town said it yesterday. I like to run off the road.
Is this Bortz again?
Yes.
Yeah, he's holding on to the past, man.
Wow. He is, that's for sure. I tried to call into his show and couldn't get through, so maybe you guys can get through to him.
Yeah, he's been mentioned in emails and calls now. Somebody's got to call that guy, perhaps today, and just gently say to him, man, I mean, that's old school. And sometimes, you know, Neil's been around Atlanta for a long time.
Stuck in his ways
a little bit stuck in tradition, so maybe you just need to suggest to him we're not referring it to Atlanta's Hotland anymore.
Hey, I will do that. And hey, you guys are coming in loud and clear up in Blue Ridge, Georgia this morning, up in North Georgia where
Fantastic.
I'm working today.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, wanted to let you know that. Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're on The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Previously on the Burt Show.
I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend. We're kind of on in a limbo area right now. Mm-hmm. So I think that alone is making me a little on edge. Why don't I go and buy the same exact laptop that my boyfriend or whatever ex-boyfriend got? Mm-hmm. Because my brother has the idea that he can install some kind of spy software. Mm-hmm. I can see exactly what my boyfriend is doing, like on email and Facebook and any IM that he gets.
It seems like a flawed plan to me, though. Like, to buy an exact computer that he has. Mm-hmm. He's going to have documents on the original computer.
Brand new.
Yeah. Oh, it was a brand new computer?
It was brand new.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they broke up, and I guess now they're dabbling in this whole limbo stage where, mm-hmm. aren't we broken up? Maybe we still want to go out with each other. Did we ever find out the reason why they broke up in the first place?
No, I don't think we did.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Hi.
You're back on the Voice Disguiser. Why did you guys break up in the first place?
Well, because I wanted to move in together, and he wasn't ready. And mm-hmm. so we took a time out.
So you're like, if the relationship's not moving forward, then I want out.
Yeah, and I think after 2 years, I think it's time to, like, do something. So we talked about it, and now we're back to kind of seeing how we feel. So it's good. It's not where I want it to be, which is probably why I'm going a little crazy with all this.
Because if you did, if infidelity was not an issue, I am fascinated that you have trust issues with him, you know?
Do you think he's also dating other women?
I kind of feel like if he's not ready to move in with me, what's the issue? You know, like, he's got a good job. I've got a good job. We love each other. We're both, you know, we're not children anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand.
Maybe he's just not that into you.
He's just not that into me? Well, I'm trying to find that out.
Have you ever straight up asked him?
I've kind of hinted at it. I just can't bring myself to be that person that's like, what's wrong?
So you'd rather
like
be the
what? Talked it to death in so many other ways that so I don't want to.
You guys,
be
hold on a sec. So you would rather be the person that buys an identical computer and adds spyware to it rather than that kind of person that asks for direct honesty. Is that what you're saying?
I know.
Okay,
I
just
know.
Trying to process it a little bit.
Yeah, because she's gonna find. I mean, we're asking these questions. She's gonna know the answers this week.
Yeah, that's
soon
true.
As soon as she starts getting those updates from the computer.
Well, it would have saved her a grand if she just would have asked him.
Right. She needed a laptop anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Just being efficient.
Efficiency.
My bad.
So did you end up getting the new computer?
I got the new computer. Mm-hmm. And I got my laptop. We switched it out. My brother mm-hmm. put the spyware on it. Nothing's happened. I haven't seen anything because he hasn't set it up. And then after last weekend, I was kind of hinting at him. I was like, so what's going on with your new laptop? Because
Oh, no.
You know, I thought you really wanted it. And he's like, you know, I'm really having issues with some of the programs. I don't know if they were installed correctly, and so I need to take it back to Best Buy.
Oh, no.
I freaked out, and I, like, talked to my brother. I'm like, what the hell did you do? And I can't believe this is happening. And I talked to another friend who's a total computer geek, and she was like, yeah, there's a possibility that whatever your brother did, it could have messed up other programs. And, yeah, whatever he did, that's probably what the issue is. So I'm, like, beside myself. I'm so mad at myself. And so the other night, I was like, okay, I'm going to switch out the computer again. Okay. I'm just going to call it quits.
So you're going to double switch back?
Yeah, I'm going to go with plan Z and switch back. And, so I was all ready to switch it out. I went over to his apartment, and I still have all the paperwork. All at my laptop, I haven't done a thing to it because I want that pure and ready to, like, be available.
Okay.
Switch it out.
Right.
So I go over there the other night, and I saw the box, the laptop box. I'm like, hey, honey, what's going on? He goes, oh, I took the laptop into work. One of the IT guys is nice enough to look at it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That's nice.
So it's at work, and some nerd at work is looking at his laptop.
Oh, wow.
So he hasn't come back to you yet and said, this is what the IT guy thinks the problem is. The IT guy has it right now?
Yeah, it's at work, the IT guy has it, and they're taking it apart or looking at, I don't know what they're doing to it. So before I left his apartment, we were hanging out, and he was tired, so he goes to bed, and I just hang out with him for a little while. And as I'm walking out the door, he's still in his bedroom. He had the box to the laptop by the door so that he could remember to take it into work with him. So I just took the box.
Now, wait a second.
What?
Now, the computer is in the box and not his.
No, the computer's at work.
Then why'd you take the box?
The computer's at work. Right. And so I just took the box with all the paperwork in it and all the wrapping and all that, and I just ran to my car.
Why'd you take the box?
For what reason? Yeah, if the computer was already with the IT guy, why take the box?
I mean, he's going to...
I don't know. I panicked.
He's going to remember when the IT guy comes to him and says, hey, dude, there's some spyware on your computer.
He's going to remember when he looks for the box to his laptop.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm glad, honestly.
I don't know.
You're a crappy spy.
No kidding.
Yeah, you're not cut out for this.
This was never my idea. My brother is an idiot.
Look, you shouldn't even be in a relationship. You know, like if you're, I wish I could warn the potential boyfriend and say, your future girlfriend here is a total sketch. I'm glad it's totally blown up in your face. You're not ready for this.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Well, you need to put the box that has his laptop back.
Did you literally run to your car with the box?
I walked fast.
Well, I mean, I could see her taking the box.
I don't understand the point.
Well, I could see her taking the box because technically she has that laptop from that box, and they had the same serial numbers. You need to put the box that you now have.
Too much work.
Yeah, but now that she has the box,
because he can't return it.
Right, but he's going to wake up this morning and wonder where the box to the laptop is, and there's only one option. She took it.
If you really love him, you'll break up with him today. You will. If you really love him, you will let him go because he's too good for you right now. You're not ready for this. He is. You're not ready for this.
Well, I mean, I think that you just need to get that laptop back first. Don't let him. I mean, if you're going to.
It's with the IT guy.
It's
over.
She took the box out of his house.
I know, but what I'm saying is.
Okay, Jen, here, say this. I'm the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You're the girlfriend.
Right.
I call you and go, have any idea where the box to my laptop was? It was sitting right next to the door last night.
And I would have said,
I took it because I screwed up a whole big plan to spy on you. Now it's not going to work.
Yes. I'm never talking to you again.
No,
you're crazy.
I would have said, you know what? I totally forgot you needed that. I thought it was trash.
Save yourself the embarrassment.
Dude, that's good.
Break up with him. Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, my God. But it's a good thing FCC has rules because I would cuss her like a dog. I swear to God. And she is the reason that we cannot get married because of psycho idiots like her.
I hope she spends
every penny that she's got. I hope she ends up by herself. And I hope she's sitting on Christmas Day going, oh, my God.
Amber, why are you so angry?
I'm just mad because women like that just infuriate me. I'm just like, what in the crap is she doing?
It is a little maddening.
If she's not into you, go on about your way and find somebody that is.
Agreed.
What is the big deal?
It is a little maddening, man. I mean, you're not ready for a relationship if you're swapping out laptops and
well, she was trying to be sneaky and spy on him, and in theory, it always sounds good. So I understand why you were intrigued by the theory, because it was like, oh, yeah, I'll just switch out the laptop. Then I can watch everything he does.
Done it in the first. Like, it was a funny idea, but now that I'm doing it, it feels really gross.
Because she was just trying to figure out why he wouldn't commit.
I don't like who I'm acting like. This is not normally me.
But that's to every woman listening. If you're trying to figure out why he won't commit, it's because he's not that into you. So let it go and find somebody who is. If that's what you want, right?
Felicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Why am I screaming at people?
I don't know, but I'm upset too.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, to me, this whole plan, this is a person coming from IT, the whole plan is kind of flawed because as soon as he powers it on, everybody knows you have to go through the clock setting, things like that. You name your computer, whether it be first computer, home, things like that. Mm-hmm. So the minute he turns that on, or his IT person looks at it, they're going to see that it's not even the same computer name. I don't understand why she didn't. First of all, she's crazy if she's going to go this extreme anyway.
Right.
I don't understand why she wouldn't have just said, hey, can I borrow your computer, and then put the software on his computer to begin with.
We're focusing, like you said, on the wrong thing.
Yes.
Like what Jen said is he's just not that into you. There's a reason why he doesn't want to commit. So you doing all this craziness, adding spyware and swapping out laptops, it's just not time for y'all. You're not ready for this.
The thing is, I think that women, when you have these conversations over a glass of wine on how to do this, never execute it. I mean, just it
sounds like a great idea at the time.
It's a funny story that y'all can laugh about, but never actually try to do it, because trained professionals are the only ones that really are qualified to do that.
You need to call him today and tell him how nuts you are, and he's going to break up with you, and that's the end of the
relationship. Hold on. Wait.
The thing was nuts. I'm not nuts.
Hold on a minute. Here's the deal, though. This is what you have to keep in mind. And I don't... Okay, because here's the thing. Melissa had a good point. Like, what if you were being nice and you picked up that box and you threw it out thinking it was nice, and then you know what you do? Go over there right now. Has he already left for work? Because I'm almost thinking you go over there right now, or you call him and you say, I was going to take it to the dumpster. You don't throw it out for you. Then I got downstairs and realized you might need to return it, so it's in my car.
I don't think she needs to be the one. Okay, if we're gonna go along with this, I don't think she needs to be the one that's proactive. Just leave it in your car. And when he asks, you say, well, I was just going to throw it out, but it's still in my car. Do you need it?
Are you really helping her?
No, hold on.
You guys are really giving her.
They're coaching her
through
this.
Here's the deal. If you go back to Best Buy, or he goes back to wherever with that laptop, they're not going to know if they do find a weird spy program on there. They're not going to know who they will, because it's her email address that the stuff gets sent to.
You're breaking dude code right now anyway. You're totally breaking dude code.
I can't coach her.
I'm not coaching. I'm just saying, in theory, there is a way out of this.
No, there's not.
Yes, there
is. She's going to get caught. It's going to be Best Buy or him.
Wendy, you're not caught until you're caught, and she is not caught yet.
Yet. Keyword being yet.
Yes. Right.
Break up with them.
Keep running.
I would say follow up, but it's... Why?
Because I want to know how he found out. I want to know what the IT guy said to him. I want to know what he said to her.
You want to hear the reaction when he finds out that there's spyware? Okay, that's good enough for me.
I mean,
and regardless of how the computer situation works out, it's not like he's going to miraculously say, you know what? I think we should move in together.
You think those words have ever come out of somebody's mouth? Oh, you love me so much, you put spyware on my computer? I love you. Move in with me.
You are a crazy, crazy girl, but I get it.
If you're that crazy for me, then damn it, I'm that crazy for you. All right, can we talk to you in a couple of days to find out how badly this ended?
Oh, sure.
Okay. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
You're not using the secret, Bert.
I am using the secret. I want this guy. I feel like protecting him. He's getting in a relationship with this sketch. She's nutty, dude. Nutty.
I think she's in love.
Crazy in love.
This is The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lead for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
This is The Bird Show.
We have done something similar to Pay It Forward for years now, where this time of year, you guys send us your emails, and then we pass them on to Georgia's Own Credit Union and the Chipper Jones Family Foundation, and we help as many families as we can. And we receive a whole bunch of emails every year. This year, though, the amount of emails we received has been crazy. I think with the recession, and you got to remember, man, I know it's not even in the paper anymore. The floods knocked out so many families, so many jobs and stuff like that. Well, today, this one doesn't have to do with the floods, but we say, you know, if you know somebody that is in your neighborhood or it's a family friend or somebody you know that's hurting this time of year, just tell us about them.
Yeah, go to the website and email us their story. Tell us what's been going on in their life. And we want to pair up with the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and also Georgia's Own Credit Union and really take care of them this holiday season. Give them the help that they need. But we can't do that unless you tell us about them. So you can email payitforward@q100atlanta.com or just right through the website.
Laura Lee emailed us. Hey, Laura Lee.
Hey, Bert Show, how are y'all?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great.
All right. How do you know Randy?
Our sons have been playing baseball together since they were 5 years old, and they are now 14.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I was, and you know, Randy got involved with the Ackworth Baseball Board, and I was on the board with him for a few years, and we've just continued to remain friends.
And what else can you tell us about Randy? Like, why did you send this email this year?
Well, a few weeks ago, Randy was taken to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, no.
And they have given him, you know, 6 months with chemo.
Oh.
So this will be his last Christmas with his son.
Oh, jeez.
Unless God intercedes and, you know, and he's healed and things. But he is a single parent. So, you know, that just makes it extra hard.
I know there are a whole bunch of different levels to this. Have they discussed? Do you know if they've discussed the future of the 14-year-old?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
Those are some choices that he's having to make.
Oof.
You know, and you know, it's just really hard. And you know, I don't want to go in and step in and you know say take care of this.
And how's the 14-year-old handling everything?
You know, I don't know that he knows that he's really sick, but I don't know if he knows all the details.
And is he unemployed?
Well, he used to have a job. He was like a manager at a dealership in the service station. But 5 or 6 years ago, he quit his job just because he was taking so much time away from his child. So he became a real estate appraiser. So it had been kind of slow for him anyway. So being self-employed, he, you know, he has no insurance, no benefits. I mean, he has nothing.
Has he verbally told you that, you know, he's looking at Christmas this year and 14-year-old is probably going to have a lot less than he's had in past years?
Yes. And, you know, and he's like, you know, I've got just a little bit, you know, left. And, you know, he wants a laptop. And, you know, I want to try to do what I can for him this year. And, you know, it's just, you know, the community's trying to help in and do what they can, but we're trying to, you know, give him his shots every day because he's become diabetic and, you know, get meals for him and try to pay his household expenses. So, you know, that's not priority on the list.
And is Randy somebody who is afraid to ask for help for himself?
Yes. You know, he didn't want anybody to know. He was in the hospital for a week and a half before he would even tell anybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been, you know, a real change in him to even let people come over and bring him food.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
And we've got to keep in mind the entire call that this is probably going to be his last Christmas with his son, too. Does he have any idea that you emailed us?
No, he has no clue.
Okay. If he's that private, will he respond okay if we call him, or should we just tell you what's going on and then you can pass it on to him?
No, he should be okay. He was adopted when he was little, and so his adopted family is now here in Atlanta. Mm. They just came in yesterday, so they're supposed to answer the call this morning, so he can talk to you all.
Okay.
So I know that he should be able to be on the phone. I don't know how much detail he's going to give you all.
Mm-hmm. And we won't even ask him for it. We'll just tell him that you emailed us. Okay. And we know that he's looking for a couple of items, and then we'll hook him up.
Okay.
Is your son and his son still close friends?
They go to different schools, so they're not close like they used to be unless they play. Like last year, we were on the same basketball team, so we saw each other quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this year, they're not on any teams or anything together, so it's just, you know, sporadic when we see each other.
Well, Laura Lee, I think it's really cool that you heard about this news and that you're taking it upon yourself to sort of motivate everybody around him and really rally around, because I just really feel like that's like the meaning of a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It's the definition of coming together. And,
yeah.
And
but, I mean, everybody knows him and everybody's wanting to help do stuff. It's just nobody knows what to do, and there's just never enough that can be done in a situation like that. It's not always the monetary things that mean stuff, and, you know, and it's just the perfect time of year for everybody to realize that.
Laura Lee is the kind of, that's the name of the neighbor that's always helping everybody.
Yeah.
Laura Lee will help out. You need something organized?
Yeah, go to her.
You go to Laura Lee.
Yeah.
She'll help out. All right, let's give Randy a call here and see if we can make things a little bit easier for him here.
Okay.
Who should I ask for?
Randy.
Just ask right
this
for Randy.
This party has privacy director and does not accept.
Star 8-2.
Star 8-6 or star 7-9.
Oh, dude, why'd you say that?
But then they can star 8-2. Your star
is it star 8-2?
It's star 6-9.
Thank you.
Mature, little maturity, people.
I didn't say anything. I just smiled.
That's star 6-9.
Star 8-2.
It's star 6-7.
No, it's 8-2. What was it?
It's calling from an unblocked line.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, y'all were too many numbers.
Hello.
Hi, is Randy around, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Randy, this is the Burt Show, and we are on the radio right now at Q100, and we have your friend Laura Lee on with us.
Okay. Hey, Randy.
Hey.
How you doing, Randy?
I'm all right. What's happening?
Hey, man, Laura Lee emailed us a couple of days ago. And she told us you got some bad news, and you're going through some tough times right now, and Christmas is right around the corner. And she said that your 14-year-old could use a couple of items for Christmas that you weren't sure you were going to be able to provide.
Mm, okay.
That sound about accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay. I don't want to pry too much, but she's sort of given us a little bit of the history here. And she said that, you know, she's known you for years now. You're about the most awesome guy she's ever met, and she's just looking to get you a little break this holiday season.
Okay.
So the good news here is that we've got some really great friends here at Georgia's Own and the Chipper Jones Family Foundation, and they want to hook you guys up. They want to hook you and your son Logan up this holiday season.
Okay.
So if you're having any stresses with him, I know like a laptop computer might have been on that list.
Yeah.
These guys want to give you $2,000 to help you out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's incredible.
She said that this is going to be a pretty special Christmas between the two of you guys, and we wanted to make it more special.
That's awesome, man.
Okay. So has he told you anything else that he wanted for Christmas?
Well, he wanted some video games and some clothes and the laptop or something. Actually, wants. I wasn't sure if he was getting it or not, but you wanted a golf cart or something too. I told my partner you can get that.
It's an ambitious wish list, but we can accommodate a lot of that.
That's 14.
Look, and they're pretty liberal with their cash also. So if you guys need a little bit more than that, you really, really, really want to do something special, you know, don't put a governor on the stuff that you're thinking about getting him this Christmas, because these guys really want to help you out.
You're amazing. Laura Lee, thanks.
Oh, no problem, Randy. You drove it.
Is that a tremendous relief for you?
Yes, it is.
Good, man. Well, as I said, anything that you want, he's going to be taken care of, so it's going to be one of the most special Christmases you guys ever had, okay?
Okay.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
You are welcome. You are really, really welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Laura Lee, because it's people like you to let us know what's going on and let us know about the people in your community you care about. Allows us to pass it on to Georgia's Own and also Chipper Jones Family Foundation. So without you, it wouldn't have happened.
And we'd remind you to pay it forward, but your name's Laura Lee, so that's like in your DNA.
You have to
pay it forward.
We gave Randy a little bit of a break there. We're not really going to ask him to pay it forward. He just take the cash and do with it what you want, man. Don't think of anything else right now.
This is The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Here, Burt Show.
This is a piece that the Associated Press did on, I'm not sure, I can't remember if it's why celebrities cheat or why people cheat on each other.
Okay.
This is the Associated Press. We can debate this theory back and forth.
He is the scandal du jour. Tiger Woods, seemingly unflappable on the golf course, admitting to transgressions off the links and not being true to his values. Woods, though, is hardly the first to admit to erring in public life. From politicians...
The bottom line is this. I've been unfaithful to my wife.
To entertainers...
My wife, Regina, she has been horribly hurt by my behavior.
And fellow athletes.
Because of the... HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers.
Woods has joined a long list of powerful men who have strayed, which begs the question, why?
Most of these men think about the affair as not having anything to do with their real lives, anything to do with their marriages. It's just a high opportunity sexual fling.
McCarthy says, in fact, these men will stray even if they have a strong relationship with their wives. He says for them, it's all a combination of power, ego, and just being male.
Now, if you're a woman and you're listening to that, that must scare the hell out of you, what he just said right there, if his theory holds true, is that even if these guys, and let's take celebrity out of it, let's just put power in it, or let's put CEO or head of a company or like that, even if your relationship is great with him, what he's saying is, this dude's going to stray anyway.
Right.
You've got no chance.
I do agree, though, with what the report said about it doesn't mean anything to them.
That it's just sex.
That it's just, you know, about power or ego or whatever it is. That it's. I don't think that Tiger Woods had meaningful relationships with any of these women.
Well, there was a rumor there that the first one that he had the affair with for like a year and a half, he was still digging quite a bit, right? But the rest were just sex. But my dad used to dad had the great idea to sit me down when I was 21 and tell me about all the women that he screwed around with on my mom. He said the same thing to me, is that what I had with your mother was one thing. Sex was sex. I mean, it was physical, and it meant nothing. And I'd come home and I was loving your mom and I was loving my family, but I could have sex with other women. And I just never even put the two together.
Mm. It, you can't tell that to the woman.
You can't tell that to the woman. Mm-mm. But there are two different types of guys, and I know both of them. One, some that can do it and some that can't.
I thought most men could.
But to the woman,
most men were that way, able to separate emotion from the physical.
But to the woman, it's irrelevant because the woman can't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And how do you explain that to your...
Most of the time.
It's seriously like trying to explain color to a blind person. You know what I mean? Like, you can't... Like, that's just not something that women can understand. So no matter what you do to try to explain it, they'll never go, oh, now I see you've separated the two.
So if I'm a woman and I'm listening to this and I'm dating a guy that's in a very powerful position, do I just automatically assume that if I marry this man, I'm either going to know about the affair or not, but there will be an affair? That's what this dude's saying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can assume that, but I think that I was talking to a friend about this whole Tiger Woods situation the other day, and we were saying that women like men in the spotlight.
It's power, yeah.
Regardless of what that spotlight is.
Oh, sure.
So even if it's somebody who's like the preacher at the church, who the whole congregation is staring at, he's the center of attention, or whether it's the CEO at the business meeting or whatever it is, because that person is in the limelight, and that also that means that person has got success and some sort of authority and some sort of ambition and achievement and all those other things that women think are attractive. So they're going to have more opportunity if they're in the spotlight in any kind of job in that way. Does that make sense?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And if I had to be totally and completely honest and I had to put a number on it, I would say 80% of the women that I have slept with in my life, I had a chance to sleep with because I was on the radio. You take the radio
in the spotlight,
away?
Right.
You take the radio away? Hell no. Hell no. This McCarthy guy goes on a little bit more.
The man says to himself, this has nothing to do with me, my marriage, my regular life. This is something that just occurs. It's compartmentalized. It's not going to have any impact.
However, he says, it's not just men who are to blame.
Not at all.
The idea of having sex with a famous man for many women is highly erotic and highly attractive. Whether that be Kobe Bryant, whether that be Tiger Woods, whether that be David Letterman, whether that be Bill Clinton.
He says Tiger and his wife can salvage their marriage, but says to do so, they should spend some time in therapy and reconnect and rebuild their trust.
That's brilliant. But really what
he's
saying there...
Meanwhile, I'll keep talking like this all the time about
that is an old school Associated Press guy right
I'll
there.
Have a cheeseburger with extra mayo. Thank you.
But what he's saying there, if I'm hearing him right, at least the way I'm interpreting it, is that it's intoxicating for everybody in the relationship. The guy of power or the celebrity is intoxicated by being able to sleep with as many women as he can, and the women that he's sleeping with know that he's in these relationships and know that he's married, but it's intoxicating for them also to be with the guy that's that powerful.
Agreed, and I would add a third level to that, is that it's intoxicating to the wife to say that she landed him in the first place. Tiger Woods was already incredibly famous and in the spotlight when she married him. So she was the one, she feels like she wears the crown of, oh, I landed big time celebrity, fill in the blank here. And then guess what? That, you know what I'm saying?
But it feels so different to me to use the word intoxicating because she fell in love with him. These other women.
It's still intoxicating.
Well, I guess you could say that about any new relationship. If I started dating somebody tomorrow, you started dating somebody a couple of days ago, those first couple of days, those are always intoxicating.
Of course. Right? But that's what I'm saying is like three levels of it. He's loving the fact that he's got all these women's attention. Mm-hmm. Then the mistresses are loving the fact that they're getting his attention. But the wife also, there was a reason, unless they were married before he was ever successful,
he's successful.
Anybody.
He's
right.
But I mean this about any of the famous athletes. I mean, if they knew each other, what was the Real Housewife of Atlanta that was married when they were like boyfriend and girlfriend when they were in like high school and college? And then she married the NBA guy. Which one was that? It was on the first Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. She married Eric Snow or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. But weren't they married like
and
together before any of that success or any of that kind of stuff
started?
So to me, that's different. But still, I feel like the wife is getting something intoxicating out of it because he's already big time.
That's just, you know, this comes back to the talks that we had about Justin Timberlake and all these guys that get in these relationships, these committed relationships at 23, 24 years old. Mm-mm. They're already A-list celebrities. They're traveling all over the world. If you're a woman and you're in a relationship with a guy like that, you have to assume that's not going to last, right?
Well, and I
and
think
if you're a guy, you have to say to yourself somewhere, I don't need to be in a relationship.
Yeah, because I, you know, my only thing is that I think that we, you know, we're analyzing, if it was anything else, we'd be calling this an epidemic. You know, the fact that all these guys are cheating, like everybody that you put down there who is cheating, yeah. Anything else we'd call an epidemic. But for this, we're analyzing it and justifying it and saying, well, that's just how it is. Where I do think that, yes, the guy should take the responsibility to say, you know what, I can't put a woman in this position. I cannot get married and I cannot be in a serious relationship. It's the guy's responsibility to be able to say to himself and be honest with himself and say, you know what, I just want to be a player and I'm going to be a player.
And I think plays into that is that they do have this kind of power all around the world and they can really get what they want. And I think that they're looking for one piece of stability. And that piece of stability is a home life.
Mm-hmm.
Even and as much as they love being out on the road and having sex with, in Tiger's case, 11 women, he loved coming home and having the stability of having her there and the kids there.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted it all.
Yeah, but you've disrespected your home. You know, you disrespected that stability by continuing doing the stuff on the road.
Well, I would say there are young marriages that work really well. I mean, the entire roster of the Braves is like 22 and married, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Aren't they all really young?
Yeah, fools.
Yeah, I told Frank Orr. I tried telling Matt Ryan, break up. They don't listen to me. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on this idea that men are meant to stray or men are expected to stray. It's just something that annoys me to no end because, in my opinion, I think it's very much a social construction. I think as a society, we developed somewhere along the line this idea that men will be men and men will stray, and then we've kind of supported that, and it's become like a self-fulfilling prophecy that we expect men to stray, so men stray because they kind of think it's expected of them, or they at least think it's acceptable.
I definitely understand your idea of a social construct, but I think the social construct is monogamy, not necessarily this whole theme of men will stray type of thing.
Expand.
Well, that's it. I mean, monogamy is sort of a development, you know, I don't know, through cultures and through time and all that kind of stuff, that I think that's a social construct in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, and it's obviously the most preferred form of marriage in America. But the point is like, for me, I often hear that when men have affairs, you know, it's almost acceptable, it's almost okay, or
compared
it's
to
expected
a woman.
Mm-hmm. Compared to a woman. So it's kind of this idea that mm-hmm. we have as a society that men just can't control themselves. And mm-hmm. that really frustrates me because they can, if they choose to.
Absolutely. You
know, I still really, I mean, remember that dude we had on a couple of weeks ago from, what was that website? Where married people could try to
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison, right. And he came here so strong on, you know, basically talking about how we are mammals. And we truly are the only mammals that are supposed to be with one partner our entire lives. And maybe that does play something into it.
I think it does. I mean, I think it definitely does. But I also would warn these famous men who are off running around with their affairs or whatever. Like, your wife's got a trainer and a pool boy and a right. whatever else. And if you're not taking care of business at home, she definitely right. is. You know, I would say that to both people in the couple. If you're married and you're not having sex, and we talk about this all the time, somebody's having sex with somebody else. Mm-hmm.
But I do think the women get a far harsher judgment for cheating than a guy does.
You think
because
so?
Because of that thing we first started talking about is the emotional detachment, right? Like it's assumed that men can emotionally detach, and so it doesn't mean anything. But if a woman does, that it means a tremendous amount, right?
Yeah, and then there's this separate.
Is that why?
And the acceptance that, well, men are just bred to do that.
Yeah, could, boys be boys.
He couldn't help it.
And yeah, women were pushed into it.
Yes.
Like, he just wasn't meeting her needs, and that's why she went.
Well, she'll be called a slut and a whore and all these things, and he'll just, oh, well, boys will be boys.
Well, I think there are plenty of people calling Tiger Woods a slut and a whore right now.
I haven't heard it.
He's a slut and a whore.
I have.
Get it. The Bird Show.